So a guided meditation is a way to listen. It's an exercise in relaxation and breathing and an imaginative experience. And God invites you to use your imagination and to meet him there as you need to meet him. And there is no way to do it wrong, so you're safe. And I invite you to make it your own experience. If I'm leading with questions and your imagination is going down a different path, feel free to go to head down that path. I think it's that's how God meets us. So experience this on your own terms and have a conversation with God. So this imagining is gracious. There is one rule, and that is that we set self-judgment aside. And so your feelings are welcome. Whatever you feel is not wrong. They're there to teach you something about yourself. And if you have a critical voice, that is not God's. God meets you in complete love and acceptance. So if you center yourselves in where you're sitting and maybe sit up tall and round your shoulders up and back, then we'll begin with some music. We begin by focusing on the breath. Just listen to your breath, feel your breath, notice your breath. And we want to breathe down in our abdomen. And so we'll do what we call the box breath. It's inhaling for four, holding it for four, exhaling for four, and holding it for four. So in with the spirit for four. Any worries or distractions, whatever holds you or whatever you're holding. With each breath, we breathe in new life. With each exhale, anything that is not necessary, since we're in God's presence. So I invite you to picture yourself in an old town, maybe in the town square. This town is quaint and charming, and you sense rightly that it is good and safe for you there. You're curious about some of the unique shops and shopkeepers. Take a seat on a park bench or on a table in the sidewalk cafe and picture this town. Picture the day, the weather, the sky, the season. smell the smells and hear the sounds around you. You sense a loving presence near you. Turning, you recognize that Jesus has come to be with you in the beauty of this place. How do you greet one another today? He asks to sit with you for a moment. Together, you sit in comfortable silence, the town buzzing around you. It's like no words need to be spoken. He so deeply knows and loves you. So what are you feeling there in his presence? Jesus asks, would you accompany me into my pottery shop? I have something to show you. The two of you turn into a shop nearby. You glimpse the name of the shop, the Potter's Wheel. The shop feels safe and warm as you enter. Jesus shows you to a shelf full of different cups, all kinds of cups. Short tumblers and tall, slender cups. Cups with handles, some with no handles. All colors and finishes, both rough hewn and smooth and he asked you, which do you like best? What does the cup look like that you choose? He says, oh, I thought you might like this. I just love this cup. What do you like about it? He asks. How do you respond? He says, I thought of you as I made this cup. You know why? What does he tell you? He says, you know, I'm the potter and you're the clay. Is there anything that you need to ask me here? You're welcome to do so. Does he answer you? Jesus says, look at this one. Here is my favorite cup. This one always surprises everyone. He says, I used a method that my Japanese kids came up with, kintsugi. And this piece was up on a pedestal, highlighted by a spotlight. It simply shone. Tenderly, with the hands of a loving father, Jesus picked up the cup laced with gold. He said, you see, this cup broke a while back. I was so distressed because I love it so. But I thought, it just needs a little gold-dusted lacquer, and it will be better than new. It will be exquisite. And I lovingly placed each piece back in place, lining each crack with gold. Isn't it breathtaking? He turns to you, radiant about his beautiful cup, and he says, you know why I wanted to show you this? What do you say to the loving potter? Says, just one more thing I wanted to show you. Here's one I'm especially proud of. I created this, the same technique with the gold dust and lacquer, but I left just a few cracks in this one. I wonder if the other cups look at it with disdain. But this one I use to water my flowers outside. I pour my living water into it and it sprinkles out through the cracks, sharing my life with everyone. I just wanted to show this one to you as well, he says, his arms extended. How do you respond? Says, looking lovingly at you, don't forget our meeting here. It's important. Let us pray. Thank you. Thank you, loving potter. Thank you for the beautiful put-together cups that remind you of our best gifts. Thank you for putting us back together with extravagant gold, newly creating a beautiful work of art from what we thought was rubbish. Thank you for the cracks in us that still leak. May we leak your grace on everyone you bring into our path. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.